Where we've been, what all we've been doing. So we're just kind of going to get right into it. To start off, we first big trip was Gulf Coast Bible Camp. It was kind of different than in years past. We had new directors, one being our very own Andrew Howell. Another one was Eric Gray, and the last one was Lee Jameson. The kind of theme of it all was stories, and the curriculum was really, really well done. Andrew kind of took lead on that. Lee ended up doing the quiet time curriculum. Quiet time is one of our kids, like really every kid that goes, one of their favorite times. It's kind of like a 30-minute time that they get to themselves, where they get to kind of go off in the Lord's creation and just be alone and study, get closer to God. That's really a good time. Later on, we go to class time. And in class times, we actually discuss what we did in quiet time, and then there's other parts and things that we do, and that's always a really good time. We get together with our cabins, and we have cabin leaders. Mine was Casey Bearden and Jared Quiswell. They were both awesome. Really got a lot out of that time, thanks to Andrew and the curriculum that we had together. The speakers were really, really good, phenomenal. Started off with Andrew the first night, kind of telling everybody what to expect from the week. What they were going to be getting, what they were going to be learning from the week. The next night, next really three nights, or four nights actually, four nights were people coming in and kind of telling their story. I thought it was really, really good. Jason Smith did the first night, talked about his baseball career and some things he had to give up in order to continue to be a following Christian. Lee Jameson talked about his story of coming to know Jesus and what he came from. That was a really, really powerful story. Casey Bearden told us about his music career and how he kind of fell away, and he actually used the prodigal son analogy. He came back, and now he's doing really good things with the Scenic Hills Church of Christ. And then Justin Barnes closed us out that last night and talked about kind of his story of growing up in the church and being ordinary, and he used the term vanilla. I think that he really helped most of the kids a lot because a lot of those kids are kids like him. And he really, really came to them and was able to connect. His story kind of helped me realize throughout the whole week, really, but his story in particular, that everybody has a story. It's not, in their own eyes, it may be crazy or it may be really, really simple. But everyone has a story, and it's our kind of duty to share that. I actually got the chance to kind of tell everybody my thoughts. The last night, I actually had the campfire devo and kind of spoke on angle makers, and I thought that week was really tied up well, and I got a lot out of it. And preparing for that lesson really made me see how much I benefited from that. So the next thing we went to, Uplift. Yes. Now the next place we went to was Uplift. The theme there was greater, and Uplift is always a trip that our kids really look forward to. There's it's a long week, so there's a lot of free time involved, and that's really cool. Our kids get to meet people from a lot of other states, people from Indiana all the way from Florida come together and meet at this time, and it's really, really cool. One of the things I thought was really well done this year at Uplift was the group Uplift time. That's kind of where they just get all the campers together. They split them up into three groups and then do a kind of a class with each group. My favorite one of those was a class where we actually watched a movie. It was, a documentary. It was about 30 minutes. It was made about a month prior to us being there. Harding Uplift paid for actually for two guys, Harding students, not Uplift students, Harding students to go and fly out to Miami with no cash and no car. The only way they could get anywhere was with the help of Christians. And they actually were supposed to get from Miami to Seattle in the span of 2 weeks. And they talked about how one of the guys had to be in a wedding like the day after they got to Seattle. So like there was really no like time frame that they could miss. There were some bumps in the road, but it was really, really cool to watch their story. I think that's actually on YouTube now, so I definitely suggest checking it out. One newly married couple, I think, paid for them to fly from Indiana to Nevada because one of their rides fell through. So that was pretty cool in there. Really enjoyed the week. One of my favorite parts of the week, probably my favorite actually, was when Matthew Helveston decided to become a Christian and be baptized. That was really, really cool. Also want to thank Josh and Rebecca Fields. They were a humongous help. They actually drove a van up and back for us. Driving up, I think it was Josh's birthday, and driving back, I think, was their anniversary. Driving to Searcy, Arkansas is not something I ever want to do on my birthday, ever. But he did, and he really, really helped us out, and that was awesome. Our next trip was the Atlanta mission trip. It's always a really good trip. It's kind of a trip where you get to go and help people, but you also get a lot more from it than you give. That's one of our groups at one of the corner outreaches. We actually go and work alongside Jordan Abrams' group with Tuscumbia, and we work with an organization called Corners Outreach. And they actually have three sites kind of in residential areas, and throughout the summer, every day they have basically a summer camp. And I want to run through basically how one of our mornings went with you. We would wake up and we split our two groups together and then split those into two, and basically covered two sites for 3 days is what we ended up doing. And so we'd go and drop off half the kids with Andrew and Aaron. Aaron was Tuscumbia's intern. So Andrew and Aaron had one site, and me, Sydney, and Jordan Abrams had the other site. And so we'd go and drop them off around 9, and we'd get to our site around 9:30, and we don't start till around 10. But from 9:30 to 10, kids are pouring in from every crevice in the fence, just coming in from all the different sorts of ways, just really excited to be there. We then have kind of a skit or a devo some days that our kids put together. It's always really well done. And then we split up into three groups by age. We go to three different stations, one being crafts, and then education, and then games. And what we do then is kind of our kids kind of pick a kid to go with all those stations every day. They kind of really get to know that kid, learn a lot about them, love on them. So my kid was Ed Milson. We actually had a really hard time getting his name for a while. He wasn't very talkative, but he ended up being in the long run. He was awesome. He wanted to make every craft, play every game, and then on top of that, he wanted to learn like crazy. He was just really excited to go to education every day, wanting to learn all about addition and subtraction and multiplication. He was a trip. He was awesome. We did some fun things as well. We played whirly ball. If you've never done that, it's kind of an interesting experience. It's like bumper cars and lacrosse and basketball kind of all mixed together. It's pretty neat. I think our kids really like it. I think we've done that every year we've gone. And then we also go to Six Flags on the way back, so that was fun. And then I think it was definitely really like a good time spent with our group. Like I said, it's a place where you can go and get more out of than you put in, even if you put in the most you can. I also want to give thank you to Chris Holcomb, helping us get to every place. We actually had, I think, 44 total people go on that trip, which was the most we had. So we actually had to get another van. It was like a minivan, rent that, and then put all of our luggage in there. So he was driving around to every place we were staying and dropping off luggage. So he was a humongous help. So thank you, man. The next big trip was AIM. AIM conference at Faulkner University. We left for there about a week after we got back from Atlanta. It was a really, really good experience. A nice little weekend. It's pretty short, but they try to pack in a lot during that time. You get there on a late Friday night, and then have all day Saturday, and then you leave right after church Sunday morning. So they have a speaker Friday night, and then two on Saturday, and then one on Sunday morning. And what they all did was spoke on moments. The theme was momentous. So they all spoke on different kinds of moments. My favorite lesson was Andrew Itzen's. He closed us out Sunday morning. He was a really, really good lesson. All the speakers did a really, really good job, and I think our kids really got a lot out of it. We had a good group go to that as well. Like I said, it was short, but it was sweet. Our next thing, that's kind of our four big trips. This is kind of just some stuff that we enjoyed doing as well. VBS, Ashley Walker puts that together, and she allowed our kids to come out and help. It was really, really well done, put together a great program. I was actually in the storeroom being a puppet, Fisherman Fred, so that was something I haven't done in a while. So it was fun. And then big thanks to Barton and Dorian, put together a very nice video. We got to enjoy that Wednesday night, and that was really fun. It was a good couple of days. And this is our girls and guys events. So we had the girls retreat, and they got a picture. We didn't get a picture. We were trying to beat each other in every game we could, so we didn't really think about getting a picture. But we had the girls retreat, and we had bro night is what we called it. It was fun. I know Sydney and the girls had a lot of fun at the Melton's Beach House. I've heard a lot of things from Jordan and Sydney, so I know it was a blast. I know all the guys had a really good time at my house playing nine ball and a lot of PlayStation. It was a long night, but it was fun. I hope everybody enjoyed that as well. So that's kind of the main things we did this summer. It's kind of a picture of all of it. I think the summer was really, really beneficial and really productive to our kids. The theme we had this summer was represent. And I think that our trips that we took really kind of hit this home, drove it home is what I was trying to say. To be able to represent, you need to know what you're representing and what it's all about. And I think that one way to really do that is to know your story. And I think that being at GCBC helped us with that. I think the best way that we need to, I think that we need to know that we're not alone in this traveling, doing what we do as Christians. We need to know that anywhere we are at all times, doing anything, there's always other Christians around, whether it be on the phone or other things like that. You can always find somebody, and that was really drove home by the guys that made that cross-country trip. I think all of our kids really liked that. And then to be representing God and Jesus, we need to be servants. And I think that the leaders that go, the leaders that run the camp outreach, Corners Outreach, they really do a phenomenal job. They give up their whole summer. I know that our kids loved on them and were inspired as much in them as they were the kids because they give up their whole summers and free of pay. It's strictly volunteer. And they do lots of really, really good things because they're seeing the long-term goals. They're not just giving up. I mean, they're giving up time, but they see what's the important things. And we have to do that as well, giving up short-term desires for the long-term goal. And I think that we also need to be able to seize the moments that the Lord puts in front of us, the opportunities that we have to share what he's done for us. Me and Sydney have really enjoyed being a part of the youth group this summer. Our kids really have something special going on. They may not realize it yet, but they're doing things that a lot of people don't get to do, and it's a privilege. I want to thank them for letting me come back and be a part of this. I would also like to thank Andrew for letting me and Sydney come and learn from him. He's a phenomenal example and really, really good at what he does, and that was a great opportunity for us. And then I also want to thank the parents for letting us spend time with your kids. I know it's different just handing them off to people and saying, hey, hope to see you back whenever you say you're going to be back. It could go any way, but they trust us, and we've really enjoyed spending time with our kids. And I'd also just like to thank the entire congregation as a whole for giving us this opportunity. It's been something that I've really, really enjoyed, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything this summer. Also, I want to thank Sydney for letting me work along with her this summer. She's already done this once, and she really helped me. Like, oh, what do we do here? What do we do here? Helped me through that a lot. And then she also put together a slideshow, did all the videos that we make for the class. She was a tremendous, tremendous asset. Helped me out. Helped Andrew out a lot. She actually prepared something for me. She would like for me to read to y'all tonight. I'm gonna read that now. Thank you to the Regency Church for giving me the opportunity to get to know your kids, to get to love your kids. This position has given me the chance to grow and learn in more ways than I could have ever thought at the beginning of this experience. I will miss this, but I know I can always find a home in Mobile. Thank you again. And I also attest to that for sure. Thank you, Sydney. If you feel like you haven't been representing in the way that you should, or if you have any prayers or anything at this time, don't hesitate to share. If you feel the urge to put on the Lord in baptism tonight, please do now as we come together and sing.